Chapter 1. Fall of 2008. Awareness came slowly to me, as the blanket of fog smothering intelligence rolled back. I made an intricate spiderweb in my head, tangled with fine silk strands. Wonder Woman was slicing through them like an adventurer hacking through a jungle. I was still confused about where I was when I heard giggling. At first, I thought my sisters were invading my sacred space.
"Shh, come in here and tell me every little detail,"
a girl's voice said. "I don't think we should be in here, Tammy. We're supposed to be doing our volunteer hours, not screwing around in a residence room," a different voice huffed. I opened my eyes and a fuzzy picture began to emerge. Two strange teenage girls were huddled in the corner of a foreign room with sterile white walls. I wasn't in my bedroom at home, and I began to panic. It's probably hard for people to truly appreciate the terror that I experienced at this particular moment in my life. I had no idea where I was, who these strangers were, or what had happened to me. I would later discover that I'd lost 6 years of my life while hovering in a semi-comatose state. They never did figure out the origin of the illness or why I went into a coma, and by the time I showed any awareness, 6 years had passed, and my family had accepted the original prognosis that I would never recover. The tall, skinny one with red hair shrugged.
"Don't be such a tight ass, Carly."
She pointed in my direction and giggled. "She'll never tell."
"That's just mean."
"What? She's a vegetable. But right now she's kind of creeping me out. Look, her eyes are open and it's almost like she's listening to every word we say,"
the redhead blurted out. The other one looked at me and frowned. "I think we're upsetting her. She's breathing really heavy now, and I think she can hear us. Something is wrong. She looks terrified." I was trying to move my head, my arms, my legs, anything, but none of my body parts would cooperate with me. I felt my breathing quicken, and I desperately wanted to communicate with them. I wanted to know where I was and why I couldn't talk or move.
"She does look kind of agitated, Carly. Maybe we should get your mom."
They left the room, and I tried to move my head. I managed to move it a couple of inches as I took in my surroundings. I was able to shift my eyes from side to side as I noticed a TV mounted high on the wall in the center of the room, and a single bed with a simple nightstand on my right. It looked like a typical hospital room, but I wasn't positive. In my mind, I was still 10 years old, and my parents were nowhere to be found. I wanted my mom. I wanted reassurance that everything would be okay. I heard the click, click, click of heels on the linoleum floor and watched as an attractive dark-haired woman entered the room. She had a stethoscope draped around her neck, and one of the teenagers followed her into the room. They had similar features, and I wondered if she was the mom the redhead referred to earlier.
"I'm sorry, Mom. Tammy dragged me in here. I didn't mean to upset the patient, but she looked like she was trying to say something. Her breathing got kind of fast, like she was having a panic attack or something,"
the young woman confessed. Well, that answered that mystery for me. The beautiful girl must have been the one the redhead, Tammy, called Carly. As each minute passed, I was becoming more aware of my surroundings, and I was working to remember little details, like the names of the young girls.
"Carly? It's not like you to get sucked into Tammy's harebrained ideas. I taught you better than that. Belinda is a very special case, but I don't think she actually heard you or that you upset her in any way. She's been completely unresponsive for nearly 6 years. Unfortunately, her illness caused severe brain damage."
"I know she reacted to something,"
Carly insisted. "Okay, let me check her out." The woman grabbed her stethoscope, and I felt her hands push aside my clothing as she placed the silver end on my chest. Her hands were gentle, but the stethoscope was cold, and I must have had some small reaction, although it didn't feel like any part of my body would obey.
"I'm sorry, Belinda. Did you feel that?" she asked.
Carly stepped up to the bedside, and I could feel her touch my hand. I looked down at my curled-up hand, which resembled some kind of deformed claw.
"My mom's a doctor. She won't hurt you," Carly soothed.